So, Hare Krishna, am I audible for all of you? Perhaps a little louder we have to go, or can you all hear me? Good, good, good. My dear devotees, I want to say that I had prepared for a different katha this evening, but then when I was in South India, on a long, 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 long treatment, where my whole, all the cells of the body got exchanged for new ones, Gopunim came, and I was deeply reflecting about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore decided to talk also whenever I get the opportunity to give these Krishna Kathas, to talk about the miracles of Chaitanya and himself as being a very, very special avatar. Actually, love of Krishna is very difficult to attain for the normal human being, because it is this prema is something which is of a transcendental nature. It is found in the spiritual world, but only in the material world when it is gifted from the spiritual world. It's, in other words, not something you can bring out by coaching or other material means. It does have to be gifted. And it's very difficult to love Krishna for us in the material world unless we are granted this rare feeling of love. And how can you worship someone you don't know about, you who's just beyond you? However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who has even a slight connection with him is able to be become a receiver of this sacred love of Krishna. Before I talk about Mahaprabhu, I would like today to ask all of you to look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a very special perspective. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a dark night on the February the 18th in 1486, it was the time of a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse. It was, by material means, a most inauspicious time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Krishna, had chosen to appear in the darkness to give light in Kali Yuga. When 48 years later, this hidden avatar disappeared, he did so in a most unusual way. As there was a roaring kirtan in the Tota Gopinath temple, all of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded in 13 forms. And each one danced with his arms raised high, as we have seen on one of the slides during our excellent forenoon presentation. And at one stage, all these 13 forms danced forward towards the deity of Tota Gopinath, and all of them disappeared in the deity. The only thing which was left from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were his chatter and the memories which he had left in the heart of the devotees and his biographers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by no means had disappeared. We hear that in a festival which was presented a few decades later, which was made a few decades later in Katuri Gram, he again appeared, not alone, but with his primary associates, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Gadadhar, and Srivas Thakur, and danced in this amazing kirtan in Katuri Gram. But that's not the only time Mahaprabhu had appeared. Many devotees described that he had come again and danced with his devotees because he is a transcendental personality. The last time he, of which I am aware, was sometimes in the year 2007 or so. We had a kirtan mela in Mayapur Dham. The temple was full with devotees who sang, and the devotees saw how all of a sudden the deity on the altar started to move, and tears were gushing forth from the eyes. Pictures began to circulate the world. Devotees came in airplanes from different parts because the deity, it was said, had come alive. I was called to give a verdict because I was, so to say, the organizer of the Kirtan Mela. And I asked the devotees, can I please go behind the deities on the altar and see what is happening there? And I went and I saw the same water was rushing down on the back of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when I was asked, so did he cry? Is he alive? Is he crying in bliss? I said, Prabhu, it could well be a phenomena of condensed water, because we are so many and we sweat, and our water runs down the deity. At that time, the devotee world was not satisfied with me. So I said, what can I do? I'm from North Germany. You know, we like to look at everything through the eyes of a believer, but also through the eyes of a scientist. I was then talking with the pujaris, and I said, so what do you say? Everyone makes photos, sends it on the computer and says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is alive. And the pujaris said, Maharaj, the Lord is always dancing and crying in ecstasy. He's never dead. So those who say he is he's crying in ecstasy are right, and those who say that this is condensed water, they are also right. You choose. I like this answer very much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a divine personality, and he can reveal himself even today as he revealed himself and many, 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 many devotees at the proper time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can also appear in your heart. And when it happens, you need to decide. having said this, I would like you all to sing with me one particular melody, which we have a small kirtan, and then we will go into the amazing har or let us say, moving this katha about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In your mind's eye, you may go to the banks of the Yamuna. You may see this is the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back from his outings. He walks like a stately lion on the banks of the Yamuna, approaching the estate of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur and his family are outside the property waiting for the arrival of the golden avatar. And there is a beautiful, beautiful kirtan going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are you focusing on the river Ganga and the pathway where Lord Chaitanya comes with arms raised, hair swaying and singing this song? No? Please focus and sing with me really loud and enthusiastic. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari, Joy
Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari All of us
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari
Oh. Hare Krishna. During his time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, surprised the academic world and the world of devotees by publishing is a rare manuscript often overlooked in the Atharva Veda. In this rare manuscript we find Pipalada, a great saint, approaching the creator god Brahma and asking, what is the highest goal, O grand sire? And Brahma said, you are asking a very, very confidential question. Before I can answer you, you need to purify your mind and your body for one entire year. Perform tapasya, austerities of the body, like not sleeping, and pure behavior. Observe brahmacharya, strict celibacy, and use the yogic practices to control your mind. Only after 1 year of purifying yourself will you be able to understand the secret of secrets. We thought to do this also in the Eastern retreat, that we would say, before you come to the next Eastern retreat, perform tapasya, brahmacharya, and mind control, then you will understand these subjects. But then we decided, Lord Chaitanya is magnanimous, he gives the mercy out. So after 1 year, Pipalada came back. His face was very solemn. He was emaciated, thin, and he had, due to the practices he did, a sacred effulgence about him. And he said, I would like to ask the question again, but I have thought for a year. I want to rephrase my question. I want to ask you, how can the people in Kali Yuga be delivered? What devata, kova devata, they worship? And kova mantra, what mantra do they need to chant? Wow, this gets now concrete. Brahma didn't need to think very long. His answer came immediately. He said, I offer my respects unto Sri Krishna, who is understood by the Vedanta, the ultimate end of Vedic studies, as the super soul whose form is conscious of all things. This form of Lord Krishna is known as Chaitanya, and again I offer my homage unto Sri Chaitanya. That's the devata you need to worship in the age of Kali. Please repeat after me. Namo Vedanta Vidyaya.
Namo Vedanta Vidyaya.
Krishnaya Paramatmane.
Krishnaya Paramatmane.
Sarva Chaitanya Rupaya.
Sarva Chaitanya Rupaya.
Chaitanyaya Namo Nama.
Chaitanyaya Namo Nama.
Wow, said the saint. This is the deity? He needs to be worshipped? Then please tell me by what mantra I should do so. Enter Brahma. Said, there is a mantra, an original mantra, which is the very source of even his own name. And then he said, this Mahaprabhu chants this original name, Saeva Mula Mantra. It's a root mantra. Japati, chanting as japa. Hariya iti Krishna iti Rama iti. He chants the original mantra consisting of Hari, Krishna, and Rama. And then he said, these names are arranged in sequence in 16 names. Naman yastashta cha shobanani. These 16 names are most beautiful. Those who continuously chant them are certainly sober and are able to cross beyond the material energy. There's nothing greater than this. One should always chant this mantra, which is the supreme secret. So let's do this one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear devotees, it was in 1485 where the Brahmana Jagannath Mishra one evening saw something which he immediately shared with his wife. He went to Sachi Devi and said, Sachi, I saw the effulgent abode of Vishnu enter my heart. And from there, I saw how this entered your heart. Look at you, how effulgent you are. Sachi Devi had noticed there was a light emanating from her. It was evening, so she could see very easily. The next day, something very particular happened. The sky above the hut became filled with Gandhavas, with Siddhas and Charanas. Yes, all beings from the heavenly sphere. There were the wives of Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, Indra. They all came and worshipped the child within the womb of Mother Sachi. The child chose to stay within the womb of Mother Sachi for 13 long months, not 9, not 10, not 11, not 12. Mother Sachi remembered at that time that about 13 months earlier, she had taken a bath in the Ganga, and all of a sudden she had seen flowers floating upstream. You know, they did not go down with the water, but they came against the strong current, and they gathered around her womb in a circle as if they wanted to worship her womb. These flowers had been thrown into the Ganga a few kilometers down Ganga by a great personality. Do you remember his name? Advaita Acharya, yes, who had worshipped a Nrisimha Shila and had cried and had said, "My Lord, you need to appear. Kali Yuga is coming. It's the dark age. We are not capable to counteract the age. Only you can do it." And the Lord had heard his prayer. So yes, the sky was filled. And then on February 18th, 1486, he made his appearance in this dark night, the dark age. The night was dark. People were fearing the contamination of the covered moon. Even now, when the moon is covered, I remember when we were in South India, we all covered the windows of our rooms. We did not wake up the deities. We covered them with cloth, because when the moon is covered, bad vibrations come. So, yes. The people went into the Ganga to touch something pure, and they chanted loudly the holy name. Please chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even those who were not of the following the Vedas, were going into the Ganga, those who were making fun of the devotees were chanting jokingly, but the whole of Navadvip assembled at the banks of the Ganga, chanting, and thus foreshadowing the great avatar. A few days after the appearance, a beautiful lady appeared. "Can I see your son?" "Yes," said Sachi Devi. "You are a Brahmani, come." And when this lady saw the infant Gauranga, Gauranga opened his eyes and smiled at her, and she understood. She called her husband. The husband was bearded, he had white hair, and he said, no, it cannot be. "Who says in Kali Yuga is an avatar? You're all religious believers who don't read the Shastras." And so he was arguing while he was entering the room, but when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told his wife, "Get the artic plate out. I need to do an artic. This is the Kali Yuga avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu." Who was this mysterious Brahmana? Yes, Advaita Acharya and his good wife. My dear devotees, I want to take you a little bit through the childhood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to remember with you two incidences. Once, while breastfeeding her golden little boy, Mother Sachi looked at the soles of his feet and she was absolutely wonderstruck because she noticed on the soles of the feet the flag, the chakra, thunderbolt, conch shell and fish. She quickly called her husband Jagannath Mishra, but when he came the signs had disappeared. A few days later, the couple, sometime later, they saw that their unusual boy was in the different room, and then he came back to them and lay on the lap of Mother Sachi. Jagannath Mishra went into the same room and he saw on the ground, in the dust, the signs of flag, chakra, thunderbolt, conch and fish. He told his wife, you know, the signs you told me about are now in the dust. Could it be that our Shalangam Shila has walked through the room? They decided to inspect this phenomena more. The next time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nimai thought he was alone, let us call him Nimai at this moment, like his parents called him. They saw him walking, and on the ground were the flag, the chakra, the thunderbolt, the conch, the fish. They looked at the feet. Show us your feet, dear little boy. And there was the flag, the chakra, the thunderbolt, the conch and dish. They called the great astrologer Nilambara Chakravarti, and he looked into his book and confirmed what the Shastras used to say, that yes, in this age of Kali, an avatar will appear. And that's the avatar. Here is a quotation for you from the Vayu Purana. Kalo sankirtanarambe bhavishyami sachi suta. Say, Kalo sankirtanarambe bhavishyami sachi suta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtan movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sachi Devi. Nilambara said, that's in the Vayu Purana. Sachi Devi, you are in the scriptures. You are that Sachi Devi. Your boy is that person. And then he looked in another verse from the Brahma Yamala Tantra. Atava hamdara dhami Bhutva mat bhakta rupadre Mayayam cha bhavishyami Kalo sankirtanagame. The Lord speaks. Sometimes I personally appear on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee. Specifically, I appear as the son of Sachi in Kali Yuga to start the Sankirtan movement. Imagine the joy and the mixed emotion of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Imagine you would have a child and then all of a sudden these phenomena started to happen, and then an astrologer comes who is learned in all shastras and in the art and identifies your son or your daughter as the avatar of God. You would, I don't know, you wouldn't know how to register him in the register of the newborn children. Whenever Mother Sachi's Lakshmi was depleted, this Sachinandan, the son of Mother Sachi, would go to the banks of the Ganga. Once there was no flour left in the house. All the pots were broken. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the avatar, had done what Krishna used to do. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into the houses and break pots to eat the content, no? Usually butter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once also took a stick and he just bang, 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 demolished all the pots, and Sachi Devi said, "Now we have nothing to eat. All supplies are gone." Sachinandan went to the Ganga. He sat at the Ganga. He took the mud of the Ganga and two of hands and gave the mud to his mother. "Take this. Now you can buy atta flour and mangoes and jackfruit." And as Sachi Devi looked in her hands, she didn't see mud. She saw pure gold. Yes, her boy had turned the mud into gold. Why did he act like this? Who knows? He is the avatar. He has his reasons. Soon the boy grew and grew and grew. There were many, many miraculous things happening about him, but was extremely remarkable is he would go on the streets of Navadvip and stop the scholars there and engage them in discussions of the scriptures. "Give me an answer about this grammatical rule." So the scholar would give an answer. "How can you be so illusioned to believe this? This is true." So the scholar looked at the proposition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw the brilliance and nodded their head. "How can you be so unreflective and foolish? Don't you think of the on your own? What you originally said is true." And Mahaprabhu went zigzag, zigzag, zigzag until everyone was lost. This became especially remarked when one day the great scholar Keshava Kashmiri turned up. He had many elephants and buffalo carts were pulling all his books. He had a lot of books. He was known as the Digvijaya, the one who could defeat an argument, every single one. In this world, we have great boxers like Alexander Usyk, the hero of the Ukraine, who has won all the boxing matches and has many, many belts. Keshava Kashmiri was not a boxer with fists, but a boxer in the intellect. He would defeat all his opponents. And when he arrived in Navadvip, all the scholars wanted to avoid meeting him in public debate and become humiliated. They all fled the town. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like every evening going with his devotees. He had opened a school with his students to the bank of the Ganga, where he relaxed in the nice evening atmosphere, the cool breeze of the Ganga, and they would discuss amongst themselves. Then all of a sudden, the Digvijaya appeared. He was a stately figure, I have heard, very tall built, highly intellectual. And he just came close to the edge, and he asked someone who said, that boy, who's so charming, oh, he's Nimai Pandit. So he just heard a little, he talks about grammar. Yes, this is a beginning student of Sanskrit, you know. How charming. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked as attractive as the god of love. He became attentive to Keshava and says, oh, you are the Keshava Kashmiri from Keshava. We are simple students of grammar. Would you please entertain us by composing a few verses on the Ganga? Yes, my dear boys, it's good if you start learning when you're young, said Keshava Kashmiri, and spontaneously composed 100 verses which had the meter of the flowing waves of the Ganga. No, when we hear the meters of Sanskrit, we like them because they have melody and rhythm. No? So he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very well done. Could you now please explain the good points and the bad points of your composition? There are only good points, said Keshava Kashmiri. Who are you to speak about bad points in my composition? Now, this is the 69th verse. You please just read it, say it. Okay. Don't you see the very... you have said it already and then you repeat it again. It's an unnecessary repetition. What? Yes. How could this boy amongst 100 verses identify this minor mistake, which is a mistake, and then publicly defeat me? I mean, in a gentle way, he has just shown I'm a fool. At that time, the young boys with Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to giggle like you. But Mahaprabhu said, no, this is too much. This is like death for him if you laugh about him. So Keshava Kashmiri, who picked up this, if you have slept, you have not picked it up. I will not repeat it. He went to his room and he said, Mother Saraswati, you have always danced on my tongue. Whatever I have said so far was without any mistake. Now, have you done this just so that I am humiliated by a little boy? How could you be so cruel to me? Better you would not have given me this excellence and knowledge. And Mother Saraswati spoke, oh, listen, Keshava. The person who has defeated you is no one else than my master. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. Go and surrender unto him. Your life is blessed by being defeated by him. So the next morning, early when there was no one there, Keshava Kashmiri came. He was no longer dressed in fine silks and garments. He was in simple garb and he said, you are that supreme personality of Godhead. And he must have known the verse from Svetashvatara Upanishad, where the Upanishads describe this hidden avatar. Mahan Prabhu Vai Purusha. Sadyaisha Pravavataka. Sunirmalam Imang Praptim. Ishano Jyoti Avyaya. This is the Upanishad, which Keshava Kashmiri knew well. The Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu is brilliantly effulgent and imperishable like molten gold. He is the supreme controller. He controls the mode of goodness and through Sankirtan bestows spiritual intelligence on the living beings. Do you know when you sing a lot, you become more intelligent? When you sing the Hare Krishna Mantra, you will develop the young bride of spiritual knowledge, she will come. So it says, he bestows spiritual intelligence on the living beings through Sankirtan. And later he takes sannyas in the guise of a sannyasi. He's the source of spiritual purity and also liberation. He's therefore known as Mahaprabhu. Keshava Kashmiri became convinced that he had met the avatar. But somehow the pride and that he was defeated, that feeling never left him. My dear devotees, we know from the pastimes of Lord Krishna, as they are described in Mahabharata, that at the end of life, Dhritarashtra, he could understand who's Krishna. He once said to Vidura, sometimes, like a flash of lightning in the darkness, I understand Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But alas, after some time, that flash in the darkness disappears again. And again, everything around me is darkness, darkness, darkness. Why was that so in Dhritarashtra's life? Dhritarashtra was an elevated soul, but somehow by the moves of destiny, he began to develop a hatred towards one of the Pandavas. Do you remember who that was? Bhima. He could forgive Yudhisthira at the end of the battle of Kurukshetra. He could forgive Arjuna. He could forgive Nakula and Sahadev. But he could not forgive Bhima. At the end of the Kurukshetra war, his heart was heavy because Bhima had killed all his son. So he said, bring Bhima before me, I want to embrace him. Krishna said, careful, 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 he has hatred in his heart. Bring the statue of Bhima, the iron statue on which his son Duryodhana trained with his club. Don't bring Bhima. So the statue was brought and it was a blind king. Here is Bhima, ready to be embraced by you. Dhritarashtra screamed out and took the iron statue and pressed it against his chest and broke the iron statue. His whole chest became bloody as he was pressing it against him. Then he said, "Is he dead now?" And Krishna said, "No, he is well alive, dear king. You need to give up your hatred towards Bhim. He is my dear devotee." So because Dhritarashtra kept this offensive mentality against one of the Pandavas, he could not surrender to Krishna. He could not hold the loving memory of Krishna in his heart. This is also the situation of Keshava Kashmiri, because he was holding on not to hatred but to pride in his heart. He became a world-roaming sannyasi. He walks out of Chaitanya Leela and does not appear again. He went to the mountains of the Himalayas. He remembered always Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but not with love and devotion. He took my title from me. My dear devotees, these were troubled times in Navadvipa. But Mahaprabhu kept his Sankirtan going. He used to sing with his devotees for days without end. One time, after 3 days of chanting and dancing, all the devotees were exhausted. I see this after our Kirtan Melas. We have sometimes 8 hours, 10 hours of Kirtan. And at the end, everyone goes, "Maharaj is nice, but I need to sleep and eat." So the devotees were chanting day in and day out. At the end, they were just lying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled at his dear devotees and he said, "What would you like to have?" Any preparation, anything. And the devotees, you know, when they were so dry and so exhausted, they said, "Fresh mangoes." "But it's not the mango season," said another devotee. "So we have to wait for a few months to have fresh mango." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No problem, no problem. Give me a seed of a mango." And he planted that mango. My dear devotees, within, I don't know, minutes or a short time, from the seed, a big, big mango tree grew, which had many, many mangoes. They were 5 times bigger than any ordinary mango. They didn't have a big skin. They were almost like Fanta and Coca-Cola without bottle. You know, they were so delicious, and they were as big as a child's head, and the devotees ate them. I heard this mango tree was on this planet Earth, but a few years ago he gave up his body and went to the spiritual world. No. Yes. There are many, many, many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and need to see what is good for you. It is always said, when someone is an avatar of the Lord, there is one litmus test. It's the typical testing question which is asked on someone who says he is an avatar from the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. What is that question? "Show us your..." I hear... "The universal form," right? Like Krishna showed Arjuna. And once... Advaita Acharya said, "My dear Lord, I want to see your universal form. Please, please show me." It was in the temple of Advaita Acharya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, you will see my universal form, but I also want Nitai to see it. So he started to show his universal form, and as he started to show it, Nityananda, who was roaming happily through Navadvip, felt a call in his heart. He stopped everything he was doing, mostly laughing and smiling and chanting. And he ran to Advaita Acharya's temple, and there he saw, within the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where all the stars, all the planets, time itself was there. There were forests and oceans and everything you find in the universe. What else do you find in the universe? Donald Trump. I don't know if he was around that time in a human form. So yes, everything was there in the universal form. And in this way, Mahaprabhu said, I have fulfilled your desire, but don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Talk only about it when have left this earth. Mahaprabhu showed all the other forms, Narsingadev, Varaha. Once in a kirtan, a great devotee of his, Murari Gupta, said, my dear Lord, can you tell me what I was in my previous life? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, look behind you. And he saw a tail. The tail of Hanuman. And the other devotees saw his face, he had the Hanuman face. And when he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw the greenish form of his Lord Ram, complete with bow, with a gentle, accepting smile. That was one of the incidents. Mahaprabhu showed all the forms, but the form which is most dear to his devotees in the Kali Yuga was shown in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It's the six-armed form. Two arms hold a bow and an arrow, two arms a flute, which is brought to the lips, and two arms, the stick of a sannyasi, and the kamandalu, the water pot. It is said, if people in the age of Kali worship this form, they will get everything they need and everything they want. I've jumped ahead. I want to conclude this katha very soon. Mahaprabhu showed many miracles. He expanded himself at the end in 13 forms, but other times in 7 forms. When he danced in all the 7 kirtan groups around at the time of Ratha Yatra. Mahaprabhu made the tigers and deer dance and embrace in the forest of Jharikhanda. In our school, the Avanti school in England, we have a painting like this on the wall. Mahaprabhu is dancing, and around him the animals are dancing. Once the Queen Elizabeth, when she was alive, went to give her good wishes for the school. And when she saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded with tigers and deers who were dancing, she asked Naveen Krishna, what is the gentleman doing? British, what is the gentleman doing? And Naveen Krishna explained to her that Mahaprabhu used to make all the animals dance and chant, and he thought it's a good picture in the school where the children are sometimes wild and they can take out their wildness in kirtan and be brought together by the power of kirtan. So Queen Elizabeth nodded and was visibly impressed by what the gentleman was doing. That is, bringing everyone together, no matter where they are, what they are in their life, through his kirtan. My dear devotees, I once talked with Radhanath Maharaj about this pastime, and he remarked with a smile, after this pastime, no one in ISKCON has a reason to fight because of different natures. There is no greater difference in nature than the difference between a deer and a tiger. But in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were unified and did not fight. So why do we fight? We have not such big differences in natures as the tiger and the deer. My dear devotees, I would like to end my deliberations on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by sharing with you what he is really all about. Mahaprabhu, yes, we can focus on his miracles. Yes, we can see him from the perspective of all these quotations, and I have many more such quotations as the one, like the one which you have seen. But really, the most important feature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he gives love of Godhead to everyone he comes in contact. This is, by the way, also the special attribute of Krishna, which singles him out from all avatars. He gave love of Godhead even to the trees, the creepers, what to speak of the animals of Vrindavan. You may say, well, Lord Rama, what is with him? We have heard when he was banished from the forest, all of Ayodhya cried, and also the bushes cried in the forest. Isn't that a sign of love? Yes, it is. But this love is the love of separation. Our Krishna gave other types of love, the love of mating and so on. He is more rich in his quality of giving love. So, yes, this is the special quality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he relished love of Godhead and he gave it to others. And I would love to tell you the one pastime which I have heard from my godbrother Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He embellished it a little from the after picking it up from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please, to hear this, you need to practice 1 year tapasya, brahmacharya, and strict mind control to purify your mind. We don't have the time, so let us sing a few Hare Krishnas. That will be good for us, and then I will tell. As we sing now, please bring your mind to one of the many little pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant this in mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Half of you didn't perform the task ahead of you. We are singing and we are thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two things, yes. Why not think of his kirtans in Jagannath Puri? He was dressed in a very, very small cloth. His body was more than 2 meters high. It looked like gold. His long, elongated eyes reached almost up to his ears, and they were like ponds of water. There was so much ecstasy, and he was absorbed in his chanting of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. All the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he used to also chant that. So please, sing and remember. Everyone,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hai bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Now Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari Now
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari
Jai Gaura Hari Gaura Hare Gaura Hare Jai Gaura Hare
Gaura Hare Gaura Hare Gaura Hare
Jai Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare Krishna. We're getting there. My dear devotees, Mahaprabhu, when he stayed towards the end of his pastimes in Puri, displayed three states of consciousness in which he had different perceptions. There was the external perception, where he would discuss with his devotees verses from the scriptures. But then there was a total different level. It was the internal state when he would dislodge his consciousness entirely from this world and only see Radha and Krishna before him. And then there was the state in between these, you know, when he came from that level of divine perception and tried to connect again with the devotees of this world, and it was just landing, so to say, from that other realm. On a very, very high level of Krishna consciousness, the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu also perceive in their hearts the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. But it is said that the perceptions and ecstasies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have never been matched or equaled by any human being. So he stayed in one little room, the Gambira, and there he would see the river Jamuna. He would see Vrindavan and the divine pastimes there. And he felt called. He left the Gambira. Although the doors were locked, he would somehow would he walk through the walls most probably, or would that not be necessary? Would he just disappear here and appear there? At least he left the Gambira and the vault compound in which the Gambira stood in a spiritual way. And he would walk down and he would go to the ocean, and in his ecstatic internal consciousness, he wouldn't see it as an ocean. He would see it as the river Jamuna. And he would see Radha and Krishna and the gopis entering the river Jamuna for Jalakeli, that is water pastimes, where they would sprinkle each other with water, etc. So one night Mahaprabhu was missing. That he had been missed many times. He was not to be found in his rooms, and the devotees were worried, and they sent search parties everywhere in Puri to find Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They had found him before, lying in great ecstasy, somewhere unconscious. This time he was nowhere to be found in Puri. So one search party went down the beach of Puri, and they came upon a fisherman who was half crazy. He was dancing, and he was so Swarup Damodar was meeting the fisherman, and he said, "Fisherman, what happened?" When this ever happens to you, and it, I have seen it happen in Bengal especially, there is something which is done. You take cold water and pour it over the person. Or sometimes during kirtans, especially in Bengal, I have seen the people cry, and it comes to the edge of, is it a show? Is it real? Is it hysteria? Is it coming towards epileptic seizures? Simple thing, get a bottle of cold water and go grrr, and with a smile say Hare Krishna, and they will not mind. You can give them also some cold water to drink, and that resets the nervous system. It's an old thing which is known, which you can know. It always works. Also in our Hare Krishna temples, if it first give a glass of cold water and let them drink, usually they are grateful. If it does not work, if it's more advanced, then the emotional upset in the nervous system, you can do the water abhishek style. So the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he used the second way to get someone into normal consciousness. You give them a loving slap, and then the nervous system finds its alignment again, and he said, what happened to you? Said the fisherman, I was fishing in the waters, I was throwing my net, and somehow I found a huge golden fish or a ghost in my net, and I hauled it in the net, brought it in, then I touched it, and then I became like this, very ecstatic. And where is that golden fish or ghost? Come, I show you. So they brought the devotee search party to the banks of the ocean, to the beach, and there they saw, covered with sand, the beautiful golden form of their beloved Lord. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who the fishermen had by chance found in the ocean, because he had jumped into the ocean. In his perception, he had jumped into the Yamuna. And they did kirtan, and kirtan and kirtan, and after some time, Lord Chaitanya came to normal consciousness, and he said, where have you brought me? I was the Radha and Krishna. I was watching them entering the Yamuna and performing their pastimes. Where have you brought me? Cruelly. So they said, Mahaprabhu, we have brought you in safety. You were in the ocean and the strong currents have swept you away. My dear devotees, perhaps this is the whole idea of Gauranga Katha. When we hear of Gauranga Katha, we want to touch him like the fisherman touched him. Prabhupada writes in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam that if you touch the Lord only once, your life is changed. He spoke of the pujaris who can touch the deities. Then he said, but you can touch the Lord also as you chant the Hare Krishna mantra and as you hear about him. Hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his extraordinary personality, hearing about him from his pastimes and also from the many verses which foretell his appearance, it means touching the Lord with our mind. And if that happens, we will never be the same. We have another verse for you from the Bhagavatam, Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam. It's where the Lord is prophesied in the Bhagavatam. Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam.
Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam.
Sango Pangastra Pashadam.
Sango Pangastra Pashadam.
Yagyai Sankirtana Praje.
Yagyai Sankirtana Praje.
Yajanti He Sumedasa.
Yajanti He Sumedasa.
Yes. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he's Krishna himself. He's accompanied by his associates, his servants, his weapons, and his confidential companions. No? He's also brought out in the Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra. It's number perhaps have this? Yes, the next one, please. Suvana Vano He Mango. Varangas Chandanangadi. Yeah, he appears in his early pastimes as a householder with a golden complexion, Suvana Vana and Hemanga. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, which is smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. And I would like to end all this with something very, very important for Vaishnavas to know. It's the last verse, verse number 8 in our 8 glorifications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We made a little document. In this last verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati's composition, Chaitanya Chandramrita, something very amazing is described. Remember, we spoke about the touch of the Lord. Touching him either with the hand, that's only possible in the deity form, or touching him in his mind. No? It is said, when you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time you will be able to taste the nectarian service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. The more you engage in service of Chaitanya, the more you will find yourself in Vrindavan tasting the nectar of the service of Sri Radha. In other words, if you dive into the nectar of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his beautiful katha, his nature, you dive in here, then you will surface where? In Vrindavan, yes. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that Shriva Sangam, the place where the kirtans took place in Navadvip, is a portal or gateway for devotees to come to Vrindavan Dham. So here is a verse which I want to chant with you. Yata Gaura Padara Vinde. Yata Yata Gaura Padara Vinde. Vindita Bhaktim Krita Punya Rashi. Tata tatot sarpati ritya kasmat. Radha padam boja sudam burashi. One who is extremely fortunate, such a person may get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As much as one can devote his full attention to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, to that extent he will be able to taste the nectarine service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. Yes, the more one engages in the service of Sri Chaitanya, the more one finds oneself in Vrindavan, tasting the nectar of the service of Sri Radha. This is Chaitanya Chandramrita, verse 88. Beautiful verse. Not that I think many of you know this verse and so on. So yeah, my dear devotees, I'm not so expert, but what I wish to say in so many words is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved in this world. And he was extraordinary. He was not ordinary. And he came here as a combined avatar of Radha and Krishna and gave love of Godhead. If you want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a historical personality, you do not grasp the secret of what Mahaprabhu is. You have to understand him from the point of the Samadhi perspective. When Radha and Krishna come together, normally when two come together, there are 2 ears and plus 2 ears, altogether 4 ears. One nose and another nose, 2 noses. 2 hands plus 2, 4 heads, 4 legs. But in the world of ecstasy, when one fragrance comes together with another fragrance, it's a new fragrance which has the old fragrances, new and old, at the same time. So when Radha and Krishna come together, they form one personality, not 4 eyes, 2 eyes. Not 2 noses, one nose is one nose and two, I mean, it's not so difficult mathematics, but it is so extraordinary. It's 2 hands, 2 legs, and so on. Don't try to understand Mahaprabhu as a historical personality. Try to understand him as the ecstatic coming together as Radha and Krishna and forming the yuga avatar of pure ecstasy whose touch transforms us
just like the fisherman. He was a poor fisherman, you know. He most probably ate fish. That's what fishermen do, no? And sold fishes, and he didn't know anything about Mahaprabhu. He was just amazed that he was so ecstatic, but he had touched him. So may we all touch Mahaprabhu with our intelligence, our faith, our hearts, and may we transform and get his wonderful, ecstatic love of Godhead. I thank you very much. Let us sing just a little two, three minutes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Hare Radha. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Pemelande.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna. So, Hari Bol, how are you? It's quite something, no? To have such an immersive experience where we, from morning till evening, hear about Krishna and Krishna-related subjects. I think we speakers consider ourselves a little bit like Charanamrita distributors, you know. It's not really our Charanamrita, it's the nectar from the lotus feet of the Lord. And we just try to do the service of distributing it and pouring it into your heads and hands, sorry, not hands. And you are supposed to swallow it through your ears, no? The Charanamrita, and it's so such a mercy that we can have this, you know, this coming together. And yes, Hari Parshad Prabhu, thank you. You are a very good Charanamrita distributor. Making you also have some honey in the Charanamrita. So we are very, very heavy. Yes. Sergey?
I have one question.
You can come after this to me and I will answer it. I think we should now end this program. Sergey, du kommst am besten zu mir, nicht danach. And is Gaurahari here? Gaurahari will just give us a brief orientation for tomorrow. Remember, this is only the first day. Many more things are going to come. Yes.